You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. For years, going from east to west in Bakersfield has been a major ordeal. The 58 freeway, for decades, has hit a dead end where it meets Highway 99, and travelers on the highway have been forced to take the surface streets of Rosedale Highway to continue traveling on State Route 58. That soon could change, though, as the Centennial Corridor Freeway Project aims to connect 58 from Highway 99 to the new Westside Parkway Freeway, which already exists north of the Kern River. But there are challenges. The neighborhood of West Park lies in the way, with dozens of homes either in the path of the freeway or adjacent to the planned structure. Those homes are in Ward 2, which is represented by new City Council member Andre Gonzalez, who joins us now on Valley Public Radio. Andre, welcome.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
So Caltrans approved this route back in 2012. What's the current status of this decades-long quest to build this freeway?
Well, currently demolition work is underway. It has been since mid-summer. Acquisition of several properties have continued. 189 out of 192 single-family residences have been acquired. 9 out of 9 multifamily residences have been acquired, and 14 out of 18 commercial properties are now owned by the city. As I mentioned, demolition work is continuing and progressing. We're about 90% of the way there in terms of demolition.
So you've been meeting with constituents over the last few weeks. What are the topics that people are discussing right now?
Well, you know, Joe, it was really clear to me when I was running for city council and knocking on doors throughout the neighborhood of West Park that many people had been opposed to the project for years, but were now resigned to the fact that this project is happening. Demolition had begun, and reality had set in that this was the new norm for the neighborhood of West Park. And so they had still many questions about what the Centennial Corridor would look like going through West Park, whether or not they'd have access to the neighborhood park, Centennial Park, which is a beautiful community asset for the neighborhood. Whether or not they would have a cul-de-sac, or what they could expect in terms of sound walls in their neighborhood. And so the city and Caltrans had a series of 3 meetings over the last 2 weeks to really address a lot of those concerns and spend a lot of time with residents one-on-one so that they could ask directly to the engineers who designed this corridor what they can expect when this whole project is completed. And it was really productive.
Now, for a long time, Caltrans has been criticized throughout the state for building freeways that divide neighborhoods and not to mention that create other problems, obvious things like sound and just having a big piece of infrastructure there, the pollution that comes from having all those cars. Obviously, there's some limits to what Caltrans can do to mitigate that, but what are some of the steps that are being taken? You mentioned cul-de-sacs and things like that. Is Caltrans taking some measures to try to make this more livable for those residents that are still there?
Yeah, absolutely. Mitigation steps have been taken. In the design, there will be an overcrossing structure at Morella Way and also at La Mirada Drive, which are two main neighborhood streets. So that there is a path for neighborhood residents that's convenient and quick for them to enter and exit their neighborhood. In addition to that, there will be a Class 1 multi-use path to shorten the walking distance across the freeway and connect existing bike lanes within the area. And we're very proud of our bike lanes and our bike path in this area. And so this will only enhance the area and provide that amenity for residents. So I think a lot of people are really looking forward to those amenities.
So right now, 58 essentially dead ends with Highway 99, or used to dead end at the old Wild West Shopping Center. That's now gone. But is this going to be an elevated structure? Is it going to be dug into the earth? What would residents see in the future if they were going through the what is now West Park neighborhood?
So you're right that 58 is dead end on railroad for decades. And so at that point, it will fly over Stockdale Highway, and then as it enters West Park, it will actually be a depressed freeway, so it will be underground. As it moves further to the northwest, as it gets to California Avenue, it then ascends and goes over Truxton and the Kern River.
Now, the city has already started buying and demolishing homes in this area, as you mentioned. There's also sometimes when these projects happen, concerns that property is purchased and then it falls victim to vandalism or people who break in, squatters and things like that. Is that a concern, and what is the city doing that? Because the city's directly involved in purchasing this property.
Yeah, it's certainly. We've heard those concerns from residents about squatters and several incidents of vandalism of homes that currently are occupied in the neighborhood. And that's a huge concern. And we've, at the series of community meetings, we've had the Bakersfield Police Department on hand to speak with residents about specific concerns. The best way to mitigate that problem is to move ahead with demolition work. And so the city has been very quick to demolish homes that they need and to really clean the area and keep it clear so that we can prevent a lot of those incidents.
Now, last October, there was a ruling in the state appeals court that was in regards to a lawsuit brought by some homeowners in the area saying the city can't use state gas tax funds to help pay off that project. What's the status of that lawsuit? Is there a resolution, or is that still out there hanging around in the courts?
So, the city did prevail in two of the three funding mechanisms locally. So city can use transportation impact fees and utility surcharge fees to fund the project. And, you know, the city financing plan is sound. We've also been able to obtain grants that have significantly reduced the original borrowing amount. City once estimated the need to borrow $270 million for the project. That estimate has been revised to $135 million.
Talking with Andre Gonzalez of the Bakersfield City Council today about the Centennial Corridor project. Nationally, there's a lot of discussion about freeways, especially in larger cities. And in many cases, there's a theory out there that building more freeways doesn't necessarily lead to less traffic. And the story goes, or the theory goes, that that's because building more freeways actually encourages more people to drive or more people to take advantage of the lanes that are out there. Do you think that's an issue? And how do you think this is actually going to play out in terms of making it easier to get across town? Are we going to see less gridlock, less traffic, or is it just inevitable that those lanes are going to be filled up quickly?
Well, I think that this should have been done, quite frankly, 40 years ago. And I think that we're trying to catch up to the growth and the demand and the needs for our local community and for the region that have existed for years. And further, this Centennial Corridor will have actually national implications because it is an east-west corridor for the state. 58 connects to I-40. So this will be a route that many will take from the east coast to I-5. So it has a significant benefit for our region and for our nation to complete this corridor. So I believe that we're trying to play catch up in this case.
Before we go, the timeline moving forward, when does construction on the freeway itself actually begin, and when could residents hope to drive on this new freeway?
Initial work will begin late spring for the Kern River bridges, which is the first phase of this project. As we progress forward, we'll begin the building sound walls, working on sewers, relining gas, electrical, and cable TV facilities. There'll also be sound wall construction that will take place in late spring. The final project is set to be completed in mid-2021, early 2022.
We'll look forward to that big opening. I'm sure it will be a grand affair. City Council Member Andre Gonzalez, one of the newest members of the council, joining us today representing Ward 2, which is home to the Centennial Corridor Freeway Project, about to get underway in a few months in the city of Bakersfield. Andre, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.